Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and
Dr. Richard Tulian.
Welcome to Education Currents. I'm Dr. Richard Tulian, and with me here today is David Liscombe. And we're here to talk about your musical odyssey.
Okay.
I think that's a good way to put it. So, David, tell us a little bit about yourself and about the House of Peace. Is that's what you're called?
Yes. House of Peace is we're a worship band, and we got together about 3 years ago. And we wanted to record. We love doing worship, but we like all different types of sounds. And so we wanted to put together an album that kind of represented different sonic landscapes. And so we got together on some of the songs. We got together with Ed Cash, who's produced like some really amazing projects, like Chris Tomlin and Carrie Jobe, and did five or six songs with us. And so we're really excited about this album that's just came out January 13th, and then the physical copy will come out about June 9th.
Is this traditional praise music on this?
You know, some of it would be classified kind of like a, you know, CCM, something that you would hear on the radio. Some of it is more acoustic,
like folk.
Well, kind of like we did a couple of songs, like if we were in a house church or something like that, and you've got a couple of guys with some guitars and a djembe, and you know, that was kind of our vision. And I come out of a church that's real big on house church, and so we love that kind of feel. And you know, sometimes too when we just to get together, because all these guys are my brothers and everything, you know, sometimes we like to, you know, go over to Jeff's house and bust out the acoustics and and just worship, and it's really fun, you know.
How did you get started in music? What drew you there?
I was always kind of involved with music ever since I was 16, and was kind of in and out, and you know, I had kind of put my music hat up for a long time, and the church that I go to is called Harbor Fellowship, and we just have just some amazing worship leaders that have come out of there. And so when I was in that environment, I was just really drawn to what was going on in the church, and God was just really beginning to like wreck my heart, you know. So that's kind of how it was birthed out of. And you know, when you have something that just is inside of you, eventually it's going to come out. And so,
yeah, it's kind of a interesting thing when you're dealing with music. Music is not something that says, "Guess what? I'm going to give you a paycheck that you're going to get once a week."
Right.
So it's really a step out in faith for you to say, "I'm going to commit to doing this music, and I'm going to give everything I've got to it."
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of sort of what the title Into the Great Unknown is about. You know, when we went into this initially, we had a certain ideas and expectations of how we thought everything was going to be, and we realized that everything that we do, it's a calling. You know, sometimes God provides here, sometimes He provides there. But ultimately, we're called to do it, and we're called with the message and the music and the worship, and that's it. And we hope that you know what we've been through can be an encouragement to, you know, to other people. So
when you sit down to write a song, now I assume that you're writing most of your songs, you're writing yourself, or are you getting from other authors?
I wrote most of the songs on the album. I had Yokanon, guy from the record label, wrote a couple of songs, and then I got to write a song with Scott Cash. Most of the songs I wrote. So
when you're writing these songs, how does that work? Your whole group, provides the instrumental work for it? Do you use studio musicians, or you just...
Well, actually, a lot of the songs, I would say almost 90% of the songs that I wrote were just kind of out of like a home fellowship environment. You know, a lot of times it was even like spontaneous worship, and you know, God would give me a chorus, and then I'd get out of that home fellowship meeting, and I was like, "There's my chorus," and then you kind of just write around that, and you know, it's whatever God's doing in that moment that you're in that home group environment.
So it's kind of fun though, sitting there, and you get yourself a tune going, and the words start coming, and all of a sudden you got a song. And if you got musicians that are playing with you, they're picking up and saying, "Let's go," and pretty soon you're having some real good fun.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about Identical. You've done some music now for Identical?
Yeah, so when I got together with Yochanan Marcelino, who wrote partly and produced the Identical, and when we first met him, we were talking about doing the House of Peace Worship Project, and they were talking to me that they were working on this film, and I had actually done another song for another film. It ended up not working out that our song got to use for this other film, so Yochanan said, you know, we'll use your song for our film that we had coming up. So we recorded New Life, which is it's not really a worship song. It's a very different style. We love it, though. But it's more of kind of a cinema-esque type of song, and there's strings in it and very ethereal kind of sounds, and you know, something that you would, you know, hear in a movie. And so they took that piece and worked with some amazing producers, and those guys ended up taking bits and pieces of our song and kind of rearranging it into a different work, and then had the Chinese Symphony Orchestra record our song, which was was killer. You know,
kind of interesting how all that worked.
It is fun.
Because writing for that, for the Identical, the music is pretty much set, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, and we didn't do the period. We didn't do the period music. We did the more of the what you would call the score in the film. The strings and the very ethereal sounds and those were all captured from New Life. So
are you going on the road with this CD?
We do some traveling. We're in talks about possibly doing a tour. But right now we're doing worship events. And we don't consider ourselves as an artist. So we're a ministry team. We lead worship. And so right now what we're doing is going to different churches and leading a lot of times as guest worship and ministering. And so, you know, this CD for us is kind of a vehicle. You know, it's just another extension of us and who we are. You know, we really want to do more ministry than be like an artist.
So you're bringing into this, you're using the music as part of what you really are doing or really
right.
want to do.
Right. I mean, it's just, you know, what I've learned is that these kind of things are just they're vehicles and they're doors for the things that, you know, God really wants you to do, you know. So
if you could put your finger right in the middle of it, what would be the middle of your target group that you're looking for?
We don't really have a target group. Actually, one of our messages too is, you know, diversity through unity. And so, I mean, we will go and play at, you know, any type of church, any kind of thing. So we just look for places where God is moving, and that's kind of where we want to be.
So basically, wherever God is, there is where you want to be.
That's right.
And you want... you want the type of music that you have to kind of like correspond. So if you were to put on a program, how would that program flow? What would be a typical program?
Well, like what we would do is a lot of times we do a lot of other, because we're a worship band, we do a lot of other worship songs besides our own stuff. And so a lot of times we'll find out what kind of songs the church that we're playing at, what do they connect with, what do they like. And then we throw some of our songs in there. And then we're really, you know, one of the things that we love to talk about is we like to, you know, encourage the body of Christ to do missions in Israel. And that's a, you know, that's a real big part of who we are. We have one of our record label guys just opened up an office in Israel. And so, you know, that's a really big part of who we are is telling the church and encouraging them to, you know, send missionaries to Israel.
You're primarily faith-based. You like to be in churches. Has the Identical given you the opportunity to cross out into other areas for evangelism?
As far as evangelism goes, like we're looking at possibly doing like a 10-day tour in Israel and doing evangelism through music. You can't actually evangelize in Israel. So you have to do music and then kind of like draw people in from the ministry that you're doing, and then you can kind of talk about that kind of stuff. So that's on the table right now. And then musically, New Life, because it's so different than the other music that we've done, it's not like a worship song. So, you know, there's talks of maybe that song could possibly cross over on the radio into the secular market and that kind of thing. So,
okay, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll continue the interview that we have going here with David Liscombe.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. You know, be sure and like Education Currents on Facebook and also consider partnering with us in this educational ministry. You can share your resources or show ideas. My address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call me at 301-824-3162.
Well, welcome back to Education Currents, and I'm Dr. Richard Tooley with David Liscombe here, and we are talking about his music ministry and specifically the album Into the Great Unknown. So that is an interesting title, Into the Great Unknown. What were you thinking when you came up with that name? Where were you going? Not Into the Great Unknown.
No. How I came up with that name is that, you know, last year was probably one of the toughest years of my life, really tough year. And, you know, when things are really hard, sometimes you're like, God, where are you in all this? What's going on? And what God taught me was that you know, there's a song called Oceans, and which is part of where the inspiration came from. And it says, you call me out to walk on water, the great unknown where feet may fail. And so God calls us to places that are unknown, that could be scary, that require tremendous amounts of faith. And we may not have the full understanding of why this is happening, why that's happening, what's going on. So, you know, God, I believe as we mature as believers, God will call us to places. He will call us sometimes into the great unknown where feet may fail. He calls us out into the deep waters and requires a lot of, you know, maturity as believers to walk through that and have joy have joy in those places and have the faith that, you know, God is going to, you know, he's going to lead you to a good place.
So this is kind of interesting. As you worked through this album, as you worked through the songs of this album, was it a kind of a cathartic experience for you? Does it in any way track this path that you were walking?
The last song that we recorded is called Praise Your Name Forever. That last song is definitely kind of talking about that theme, and it says, you know, through the trials and the pain, I will praise your name. And the second verse says, it talks about, you know, that we have to, you know, really enjoy the blessings that God gives us and enjoy the victories and the sorrows, and that through all of it, we're still praising, you know, always praising the Lord, no matter what, you know, always praising the Lord.
Amen.
And, yeah.
Would this be one of the themes that you would say is something that you would want people to take away from this album? Is that through it all, we continue to praise the Lord?
You know, absolutely. In the mysteries, you know, for me, the biggest part was is when I finally would have joy in the mysteries and kind of, you know, let go in the midst of not like, God, you've led me here, but it's not working the way that I thought it would work, and I don't understand it. And instead of being frustrated, having the faith and the joy to have joy in the mysteries, and it might be hard. It just doesn't make it any easier. But I think it's a message that people need to hear, and it's real life. You know,
it's funny. We put this whole idea that okay, this is the direction God wants me to walk. And then we get to the end of the trail, we say, man, you know, I did not recognize anything on that whole trail. Then when we turn around and look backwards, we say, ah, I see how he led me.
Right.
So it gives
right.
you, all the way through this thing, it's like walking through a tunnel at which you cannot see the light at the end of. And but sometimes that makes you feel that way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's not, it's definitely not an easy thing to walk out. So I don't think I would have wanted this to be the title of my album. But, you know, that's how it works.
So was it a faith strengthener for you?
Oh, it was a total character builder. You know, it was a total, you know, it was definitely. And you know, what's really amazing is once you actually like walk through it and kind of let go, it's just there's so much joy and so much, you know, peace and the authority that you carry in that and can encourage other people to walk in that same thing that you've walked through. So
now you've walked through it. Do you feel kind of like the muscle builder who goes out there and burns his muscles to death, lifting weights that he didn't think he could lift? And then the next time he faces those weights, he says, I've done it before, so I can do it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, you feel, you know, supercharged because you've gotten through the trial, and the biggest part isn't in, you know, sometimes we try to figure out everything. We want to figure out what God's doing, but a lot of times, you know, we're not supposed to figure things out. We have to let go. We have to let go. So
how has it all changed your perception of God?
Well, I think that, you know.
Or maybe the better question is not changed, but affected.
It really hasn't, you know, changed my perception of God. I think, like, you know, it's, you know, it changed my perception as, you know, sometimes God, you know, we've got to, he wants us to grow. He wants us to grow deeper. And it was surprising, like, oh God, you actually want me to go through this.
Yeah. And the problem is you can't see exactly how deep the water is when you're
right.
walking into it.
Right. Right.
You're not like the Israelite priests who only had to go up their ankles before things started happening in the water. You got to get up to your neck.
Right. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that we hear that kind of sugarcoat everything, but that's not going to get you through what you need to get through, knowing that you can trust God no matter what, even if you don't understand, that he's going to lead you to a good place. And you just gotta hold on.
Yeah, so you end up with a different kind of praise. You know, there's the praise of the person who's never been through it.
Right.
And then there's the praise of the person whose God's taken
right.
it through it.
Which was probably the first half of the album. The first half of the album when we were recording it was, I hadn't been through it. And then, you know, halfway through recording it, you know, or the other songs. So, you know, that's kind of how that works.
It's a little different meaning on the end
yeah,
of it than the
yeah.
beginning of it. That's a very interesting journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're hoping that all your albums aren't that way.
Yeah, I hope I'm not going into the great unknown again.
We'll be
no part two.
The next one's going to be called The Great Known.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for it.
Welcome to the River or something like that.
So, now, tell me a little bit about Ed and Scott Cash.
Ed is just a really, really amazing producer. He's worked with Kerry Job, Chris Tomlin, Chris August, a lot of the stuff that you hear in worship and on radio. Ed's probably done it, and you know Scott's very involved with that whole process as well. And Scott's Ed's brother, and you know Scott. You know, both of them have co-written songs with Chris Tomlin and all that kind of stuff. So they're writers and producers. And so those guys were kind of, I love their production. I'm a huge Chris Tomlin fan. You know, when I was introduced, really started getting into worship, you know, I was listening to all Tomlin stuff. So when I got an opportunity to work with those guys, it was an amazing experience because I love just about everything that they do. So,
and they made it easier for you to get through and yet tougher at the same time, probably.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's you know that's probably true. I learned a lot. It was a pushing experience for me, and it was a phenomenal experience.
Well, we're coming to the end of our time here, and I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk with you. Do you have a website or any contact information?
Yes, it's houseofpeaceband.com. So you can go to houseofpeaceband.com and check out our links to download the album and the latest news. All our Facebook and Twitter links are on there. So
okay, so that's houseofpeace.com, right?
No, houseofpeaceband.com.
Okay, houseofpeaceband.com. You gotta
yes.
be careful of these things anymore because you never know where you'll end up if you get.
Yeah, yeah, that's so. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So houseofpeaceband.com. And David, I want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
I have one thing left to say. Keep learning.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.